Brown on 702.
It's coming up for 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan met with Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane in Pretoria this morning to answer questions about the former SARS Deputy Commissioner Ivan Pillay's early retirement. The advocate subpoenaed the minister to appear before her, saying he had failed to answer questions in correspondence, a claim which he strongly rejects. Pillay and Gordhan were charged with fraud and corruption in 2016 related to this pension payout, but the charges were later withdrawn when evidence revealed that there was no wrongdoing. Mkhwebane says the fact that the National Prosecuting Authority withdrew the criminal charges against Gordhan and Pillay is irrelevant. She says her mandate is to investigate impropriety and maladministration, which is not necessarily criminal in nature. Well, to talk us through how the meeting went, I'm joined on the line by the Public Enterprises Minister's attorney, Mr. Teboho Malatsi. Mr. Malatsi, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and your listeners.
Now, is it still the view of your client that he did not ignore the public protector and that he did not need to be subpoenaed to come before her?
Yes, it remains our view that our engagements on his behalf with the Office of the Public Protector demonstrate that he did not ignore her calls for him to respond. Instead, we say if you accuse, you must present some form of at least preliminary, prima facie, as lawyers use it, sort of documentation evidence which would suggest you have a case to answer, because how you otherwise answer?
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the public protector has made a big song and dance of the fact that the National Prosecuting Authority's decision, which had no basis in law, has nothing to do with her. Her job is to, in fact, look at all maladministration. What kind of maladministration can happen that is not illegal?
Look, in this context, specifically in the context of Minister Gordhan and the complaint levelled against him, the maladministration relates to contraventions of legislation. You know, the Tax Administration Act, Public Service Administration Act, Public Finance Management Act, and all of those considerations are based on one event which you and I know about. It's retirement and re-employment of Mr. Ivan Pillay. So it becomes quite difficult to contemplate why those charges are no different than what was put to minister at the time as being criminal by the National Prosecuting Authority. It is the same set of facts, and it is the same legal prescripts that apply.
Now, Ms. Mkhwebane is, of course, investigating a complaint which was received from the presidency a staffer, Mr. Lebogang Hoveka, in November 2016, that Mr. Gordhan's approval of the package amounted to maladministration and dishonest and improper conduct. Did you get a formal charge or a formal line of inquiry about what exactly the public protector is investigating that is different from that which was dismissed in a court of law?
No, not at all. And it's exactly what we called for. You know, when words like maladministration, dishonesty and impropriety are used in a complaint which gets conveyed to the public official, we would have imagined that at a minimum that would have called for corroboration. Yes. So in other words, I can just make those allegations and there isn't anything to support them. When you look at what was conveyed to Minister Gordhan, it is exactly precisely what was put to him in the criminal case against him. The very same sections are quoted again of the PSMA, which are incorrect, by the way, not applicable to SARS at all. And And one would have expected, and that's what we called for, to say, well, there must be something more. There must be. Which is
was that revealed today during the discussions?
Well, let me tell you this. The proceedings before the public protector are protected in the same way as proceedings in a court of law. In other words, a party appearing before her on subpoena may not disclose what has happened in the interview because it would be considered to be content of court if it was a matter pending before a court. There's a specific section 9 that says that. And so I'm unable to speak to you about the details of that interaction, except to say I think it went well. My own view is that we hope that we have given sufficient, or our minister has given sufficient facts, and we have supported him in that respect to put legal, you know, considerations why the decision he took was lawful. And I think we all forget, you know, there's a public record of all of this, by the way.
Yes.
The minister didn't just wake up today and say, I've received a recommendation from the Commissioner of SARS, and I'm signing it off. If you check the dates, it's 3 to 4 months that he was toing and froing about, do I approve the decision, and will it be considered to be lawful? And that consultation was wide. I mean, he went to Minister Baloyi at the Department of Public Service and Administration at the time. He consulted SARS' own chairperson of its HR committee. He sought legal advice and said, SARS, do you have legal advice that I can consider? And he had to look at a variety of considerations, and in those many interactions over 3-4 months, he ultimately said, well, I'm approving the recommendation. And that's something that is documented publicly in the affidavit of Ms. Hendricks, who worked in his office at the time. She made this affidavit 20 June 2018 at the NuGen Commission.
Now,
that's a public record. If you go read that affidavit, you'd be amazed at the extent to which Minister went to try and determine whether this recommendation that is being put to him by Commissioner Mahashula is in fact something that he can or cannot do.
Final question to you, Mr. Malachi. When Mr. Gordon was charged together with Mr. Pillay, people said outrightly it was politically motivated and that it had no basis in law. Whilst I accept that you cannot reveal what happened today, it doesn't appear that there's substantively anything different from what was dismissed from the court. What, in your view and the view of your client, is the motive of the public protector?
I'm sorry about this last question. The response to it wouldn't be legal, and my mandate is to attend to ministers' legal matters pertaining to this topic. And in the end, the public must judge the motive based on a narrative that they would think, you know, appeals to them.
Yes. Okay. So let me put it differently. Legally,
yeah.
Is Mr. Gordon, is your client, within his rights?
Within his rights in relation to
his behavior
in 2010?
Yes.
Yes. That has been clearly demonstrated and resulted in the withdrawal of the charges in 2016.
All right, that
we
is...
hope that we have done so now.
All right, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much. That's the attorney representing the Public Enterprises Minister, Pravin Gordhan, Mr. Teboho Malachi.